She was going to spend the rest of her life there baking brownies in that oven. That didn't turn out to be what happened.
A kitchen war heats up a relationship.
It was a world-class oven. You like to cook, you like to bake.
She bought it. I had to build an entire stinking wall around this oven.
And this ex is feeling burned.
Now that things are going wrong, you expect this to come out of my pocket?
He agreed to pay for it.
Is that what you said?
That doesn't sound like something I say.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Desiree Nobles is suing her ex-boyfriend, Christopher Baker, for the cost of an oven she purchased for his home.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 574 on the calendar in the matter of Nobles versus Baker.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Pryor has been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat.
Ms. Nobles, your complaint alleges that Mr. Baker, with whom you resided for a period of time, owes you the balance for an oven that you purchased for the home while you were living together.
Yes.
You moved out. You want him to pay the balance of the credit card bill for the oven. Mr. Baker says that was not the deal. If I understand your defense, sir, your defense is that when the plaintiff left the house, and it was a mutual parting of the ways, both sides of the relationship wasn't right, for whatever reason, Miss Nobles took some items from the house, and with your agreement.
Yes, ma'am.
When did you and Mr. Baker separate, Miss Nobles?
We separated January 18th of 2010.
And where did you go?
That night when he dumped me after we went grocery shopping and I paid, I contacted my mother and I told her what happened, and I went to her house for a period of time that night.
How long did you stay at your mother's house?
I stayed there briefly that night, and I did return to Mr. Baker's home.
When did you ultimately leave Mr. Baker's home, the home that you and Mr. Baker had shared?
I moved out January 22nd through the 24th.
Over a two-day period?
Yes, ma'am.
And who helped you move?
He volunteered to help me move.
And where did you move to?
I moved back in to my mother's house.
Mr. Baker, I would like you to tell me, sir, because the story is a relatively simple one, and I think I can sort of put it in a framework faster than you telling me the story. It's Mr. Baker's home. The title of the home is in his name. He was redoing the kitchen according to him, and I don't think that you disagree with that. You purchased the oven. It was a world-class oven. You like to cook. You like to bake. And the view was that he would not pay you back for the oven because you were going to be living together as a couple. And that's what I believe, that you were living together as a couple and you were using the house. Who paid the mortgage?
He did.
Right. And who paid the gas, electric taxes?
I paid the utilities.
We both contributed towards the utilities, ma'am.
Who paid the taxes?
I did, ma'am.
So he paid the mortgage, he paid the taxes?
Yes, ma'am.
And you lived together in the house for how long, Ms. Nobles?
From September 1st of 2009 until January 18th of 2010.
So for a relatively short period of time, about 4 months.
Yes, ma'am.
The oven that you purchased was purchased new?
Yes, ma'am.
What was the total purchase price of the oven?
The total purchase, it was $1,065.75.
Okay. Did you and Mr. Baker purchase any other items together?
Yes, ma'am.
Like what?
We went out and we purchased a Wii together. He did agree to give that to me when I moved out. He actually packed it and gave it to me.
And who paid for that?
We both did.
And how much was the Wii?
Including the game, it came to just about $300.
What else?
We purchased small things around the house.
Like what?
Like new bathroom stuff, like the rugs.
What did you take with you when you left in January?
When I left
Other than the Wii?
When I left in January, I took everything that I brought into the house, which was my stuff. There was some kitchen stuff that I took.
Now, the kitchen stuff that you took was stuff that you would purchase together?
No, ma'am.
So only the stuff that you brought in was stuff that you took out from the kitchen, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that correct, Mr. Baker?
No, ma'am.
What did Ms. Nobles take, other than the Wii?
Dishware, Tupperware, you know, small items such as that. She took the Wii in question.
Well, you packed that up for her.
Yes, she said she was going to use it. She was trying to work out and lose weight, what have you. And here,
okay.
Go for it. She pretty much took everything that was bought during the relationship other than the oven.
You
and my shotgun, ma'am. There was also a shotgun that was purchased, a birthday present for myself that I had to spend half on anyway. That I kept as well.
That you kept?
Yes, ma'am.
What I want you to do is be more specific, other than the we. What else did Miss Nobles take of any value?
Nothing of any value. Small items here and there, nothing worth whining about, ma'am.
Great. So that your defense was that she took some items in lieu of the oven. That's your defense?
Yes, ma'am.
But that's not quite accurate.
There's a little bit more to that, ma'am.
Well, explain it to me.
I had no need for an oven at the time that she showed up. I was barbecuing left and right, and I had a stovetop that was more than sufficient for me and a few bachelors that were living in my house with me. She wanted the oven so she could bake. She bought it. I had to build an entire stinking wall around this oven because one of those built-in ones. And then, okay, that's your contribution to the house. And now that things are going wrong, you expect for this to come out of my pocket? Doesn't seem right in my opinion, ma'am.
You may be right. Who was living in the house, Mr. Baker?
I was.
Alone?
No, I had two other roommates as well, ma'am.
Were those two other roommates there when Miss Nobles was there?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
When you moved into Mr. Baker's house, where did you move from?
I moved from my mother's house.
Were you working?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of work?
I work in an accounting department for an electrical supply company.
Tell me about the renovation of Mr. Baker's kitchen.
We went shopping for an oven together.
Don't tell me oven. I got the impression from reading your complaint that Mr. Baker was pulling apart the kitchen of his house to put in a whole new kitchen.
Yes, ma'am.
In the house. That is, new sink, new refrigerator, new dishwasher, and he bought all of those other things, but you purchased the oven. That's not the picture I'm getting from Mr. Baker. The picture I'm getting from Mr. Baker is that the kitchen remained relatively the same with the exception of this oven. Did he buy a new refrigerator?
He got one from a friend.
Did he get a new refrigerator from a friend?
He didn't purchase it. They gave it to him.
All right. Then it's an old refrigerator. You don't redo a kitchen and put in an old refrigerator. What about a dishwasher? Did he purchase a new dishwasher?
No, ma'am.
Did he purchase a new sink?
No, ma'am.
So the only thing that was purchased new was the oven?
No.
Well, what else was purchased new in the kitchen?
We redid the floors.
You redid the floor in the kitchen?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that because with the installation of this new oven and the building of a wall around the oven, the old floor didn't fit?
No, he wanted new floors.
Is that right?
The floor was an ongoing process during the whole her moving in, ma'am. It still is, actually, to this day even. The oven had nothing to do with the floors. The tearing out of walls and counters and things of that nature had everything to do with the oven, but the floors had nothing to do with it, ma'am.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Why don't you take the oven?
Because it didn't need
it's
it.
In the wall.
Why don't you, just a second, why didn't
I
you take the
range.
Oven?
I needed the stove and the oven.
It was a special oven.
Now you can go out.
I'm sorry.
Out.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Desiree Noble says ex-boyfriend Christopher Baker owes for an oven she purchased for his home. Christopher claims the oven was Desiree's contribution to the household.
Now, the oven was purchased when?
I went and got the oven September 2009.
And when the payments were made for the oven? In October, November, and December. Who made the payments for the oven?
We were discussing on putting in the payments together, but ultimately, due to his finances, I was paying the oven.
That's what I wanted to know. So
yes,
the answer is you paid for the oven in October, November, and December.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Baker.
Yes, ma'am.
Your answer says that at some point you gave the plaintiff a couple of $100s.
Yes, ma'am.
When did you do that?
I don't have an exact date for you, ma'am, nor do I have a receipt either.
I believe that you did. When did he give you some money?
He actually paid a payment from his account in February after I already moved out and we broke up.
And the payments were what?
He made the first payment of $59. I have the receipt.
Oh, even in February he made a payment of $59?
Yes, ma'am.
And he didn't give you any cash?
Yes, he did.
How much cash did he give you is my question.
He gave me a total in cash of $530 and $59 from his bank, which I have.
Are you talking about for the oven?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, the oven was $1,065.
Yes, he did not make payments on time, so
And he paid you $539.
$530 and then plus $59.
And when you left the relationship, you took the we that you value at about $300. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
That was by agreement of the two of you?
He gave it to me, yes. He offered it. We discussed and he gave it to me.
I don't care whether he offered it or whether or not. You bought it, you paid for it together, and he gave it to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Anything else you want to tell me, Ms. Nobles?
I have my bank statements and
I don't need your bank statement. I believe that you're paying off the oven.
He paid.
I believe that you're paying off the oven.
He owes me. He agreed when I moved out that he was going to pay off the oven because he wanted to keep it. And I have proof that he paid me.
Just a second. Is that what you said?
That doesn't sound like something I say. More along the lines of, if you want it, it's in the wall. Who's going to take an oven out of a wall, ma'am, and go and take it to their mom's house? That's
my question to you is, sir, I assume this is your mother.
Yes.
She wasn't there when this happened.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
She was there with me.
I
she had to move me out because he wouldn't move me. He left me with no help. My
she
mom had to come help me.
She just said
you
just
volunteered.
Listen to me.
He didn't
but
help me.
But I heard him say he will pay for the oven. Yeah.
What I'm telling you is I would ordinarily, unless you tell me something to the contrary, sir, I would ordinarily find in your favor. Because I believe that Miss Nobles bought this oven. It's something she wanted. She lived rent-free in your home for a period of at least 3 months, September, October, November, December, 4 months.
Yes, ma'am.
Till January, she paid no rent. You didn't ask her for any rent. She paid no expenses. So this was her contribution to the home. She purchased this because she wanted this kind of oven. It wasn't a redo of the kitchen that you were doing. This was her thing. Now, it was her thing because she actually anticipated that she was going to spend the rest of her life there baking brownies in that oven.
Yes, ma'am.
That didn't turn out to be what happened. But then you'd get either to take the oven back if you're paying for it, which is something that you don't want.
I didn't have anywhere to put it when I moved out. I moved
problem.
In with
that's
my mother.
That's not his problem.
He agreed to pay
that's
for
not,
it, though.
I don't believe that he agreed to pay for
he
it.
He did. I tried to
I
get him
there.
To sign, and he agreed.
Just a second. You tried to get him to sign what?
A promissory note.
Did
he
sign it?
And he refused.
It? Right.
He refused.
And then my mother...
I'm sorry.
If he agreed to pay for the oven, mm-hmm. why wouldn't he have signed a promissory note?
He told me to trust him. He'll pay for it.
I don't believe that, Ms. Nobles. Case
but
is
ma'am,
dismissed.
I have everything. I have all the documents that he paid. He was paying me over a year.
Listen to me. I'm not paying you anymore. Now you're in court, and I'm telling you, what may have been a situation where he felt badly.
I have text messages from him that he agreed to pay me every month. He says, I'm sorry, I'm late a little bit. He texts me.
But it wasn't just her using the oven, so was
his roommate. I don't want you to shout out.
I'm sorry.
This is one, and if you arrow over, those are the rest. He blew up on me because I was purchasing a house, and he wouldn't pay it off because I needed to clear my credit.
I thought you lived with your mother.
I was purchasing a house. I don't live with her now, ma'am.
Well, then why don't you take the oven?
Because I didn't need
it's
it.
In the
why don't you, just a second, why didn't
I
you take the oven?
I needed a range. I needed a stove range. There was no need for an insert. I needed the stove and the oven.
It was a special oven.
Now you can go out.
I'm sorry.
Out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I don't believe that he gave a rat's behind about whether he had a six-burner oven with two slots in it for cooking and baking. I don't think he cared.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Desiree Nobles claims ex-boyfriend Christopher Baker owes for an oven she purchased for his home. Christopher says Desiree was living with him rent-free, and he owes her nothing.
Go ahead.
Ma'am, may I? I did say something along the lines of, I'm not going to be late this month, but those texts were coming in the time that I gave her that $500 because I was trying to give her money to help her out with this oven, ma'am. And
she was making payments. And if you push the arrow, you'll see the
this
rest.
This is July 17th of what year?
2010, when he was paying on the oven. The last message I have from him is September, when he was cursing me out when I was trying to collect payments because I was trying to purchase a house.
She threatened to take me to court and all that, and I blew up at her. Yes, ma'am.
Just curious, sir. You were making certain payments, and I'm not... Listen to me.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think that your original agreement was that you were going to pay for this oven. The original agreement was she was going to pay for the oven because she was planning on living there.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what I believe happened, and that changed. It changed when she moved out. Now, if you gratuitously made a couple of payments to her, that doesn't count. But if you agreed to make payments when she left, and then for some reason stopped making payments, that's a different story. If you agreed to pay off the oven, not that you had a responsibility to do that when she left, because I don't think that that was the original deal. Do you understand?
Yes,
I think that whatever story she's tried to tell me before was not true. That was not the arrangement that you were going to pay for this oven. She purchased it, but then you terminated the relationship. She moved out. I want to know if I'm going to find something where you agree to make payments on this oven.
Yes, ma'am.
For select months, yes, ma'am.
What select months?
I don't know, ma'am. She would drop off a statement and, okay, I'll make a payment for this month. I can't tell you exactly what month, ma'am.
Okay. Now, what you're going to do, Ms. Nobles, is before I finish this case, you're going to show me where he agrees to take over the payments on the oven. Not that he made them, but that he agreed to take over the payments on the oven. That's all I want to see.
Here's one that says that, and then if you
just read it to me, because by the time it gets here, it's going to be lost in cyberspace.
Okay. It says, I don't have cash for the payment yet. He says, right now, I don't have the money, but I'll probably have it, but it won't be till after the first of the month. And he says, I told him that I was sorry for bugging him. He says, I'm the one that's late on the payment. And it says, my bad, I forgot about the payment. Yes, I got the money, but you're going to have to come pick it up. And then this is when he started cursing me out in September when I asked him if he can pay off the oven soon. He told me to F off. He told me F you. Then on the last message, when I stopped talking to him, he called me.
Okay, let me tell you why he was angry, Ms. Nobles. Because if he paid $600 on an oven, mm-hmm, that you wanted, not he, because I don't believe he wanted it. I believe you wanted it.
We went shopping together, though.
Listen to me. You keep saying that.
He had
and I'm telling you that I don't believe that he gave a rat's behind about whether he had a six-burner oven with two slots in it for cooking and baking. I don't think he cared. I think you wanted the oven, and he may have gone to the store with you at some point to look at it, but I think you wanted it. You went and purchased it on your own. You put it on your own credit card. And so I think that when you purchased this oven, you did it solely on your own. So let me tell you why he's annoyed. So far, he's paid $600 for the oven. He's made a payment on something you wanted. And what's happened is the interest keeps building up, and that's not his fault. That's your fault, that the interest keeps building up on this oven that he didn't want in the first place. Has nothing to do with him. He says, I paid you $600, and I gave you something that was worth $300, at least half of that I paid for, because we purchased it together. That's another $150. That's $750, and I still owe you, according to you, over $700, over something that you really wanted, not me. So that's why he's annoyed. Do you understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, fine.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
So, I think, Mr. Baker, you have the oven?
Yes, ma'am.
Does it work?
Yes, ma'am.
You're going to give her another couple of $100 because I think that that's really all that your responsibility is. This is an item that she wanted. It didn't work out. It's not your fault that you got stuck with these serious payments and interest over something that she wanted. I think Ms. Nobles lived rent-free with you while she was working. So that counts for something. So I'm going to make an order of $200 in your favor.
Yes, ma'am.
The rest of it's your responsibility. That's all.
Thank you.
Pardon the excuse, you may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
It's not fair. He agreed to pay it, and he's obviously happy that now he doesn't have to pay it, other than, you know, a certain amount of money. It's not fair.
Overall, it's a good decision.
I did help her move, and that day they were just friends.
He decided he wanted to party and drink, and, you know, I was working, and I got tired of the parties.
That's right. I'm having fun.
He dumped me after I bought groceries.
Groceries are groceries. We broke up because we needed to break up. I don't know what we were doing at the time.
Everything was, I thought, okay. And I guess not.
He says that because I was trying to change him, he just got tired of it.
She did help him, improved him a little, but I guess it didn't change him.
Keep him home and do things with me other than partying all night.
A dream of hers. She lived it by herself.
The only reason why he's doing this is because you know, he's a jerk.
She's hung up on the past. I think she drugged me here ultimately to get back together, but that's a lie.
I, you know, thought at least he'd be man enough to pay off something that he agreed to.
Don't date psychos.